Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. We're going to start this morning with a question, and here it is. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Jenny says no. But so oftentimes we do feel very overwhelmed with, and we think of that negatively. You just got so much to think about what's coming this next week, and my goodness, I've got to make this or that phone call, or I've got to do this right after church. We'll try to hurry in church, Jenny. We actually want you to be feeling overwhelmed today. The Bible speaks of being overwhelmed in a positive sense. We're overwhelmed by the love God has for us. So we want you to be overwhelmed as you leave church, but we want you to be overwhelmed with the good things that's offered in our church service, God's love and His grace through Jesus Christ. Before we begin, we do have some announcements to share. The first is that we are continuing our midweek Lent series as we prepare ourselves for Easter. This is an important time as we prepare for Jesus and the empty tomb. This Lent season, we're reading through the Passion. That is the last week of Jesus' life on earth. This Wednesday, we will gather for 6 o'clock soup supper in the fellowship hall, and then gather here in the sanctuary. The order of worship will be hold an evening prayer, and once again, we'll be reading a section of the Passion of Jesus. All are invited this Wednesday. And that's actually all I have, but I see people are lining up already, so I'm going to pass it off to them. Peggy.
I just want to remind the ladies that Guild is this Thursday at 1 o'clock, so hope to see a lot of you there, some new faces. And June's Kids Closet, we're going to meet at 1 o'clock this week, Tuesday. Yeah, so hope to see some of you there.
Everybody should have received in the mail, anybody that I have your address, you should have received a letter in the mail along with this double-sided card. One side gives a little bit of information on the Seder meal that we're going to be doing, and the other side has all of Holy Week. And we encourage you to use this card to hand off to friends, relatives, people that may be wondering what Holy Week is all about, and invite them to come. So there's more out in the narthex, and if you don't get it in the mail, let me know. I have extras.
Great. Thanks, Callie.
And I just want to remind everyone about the Every Child program. We have 8 welcome boxes, and we have about 2 of the launch boxes. And, you know, we're just, if you have things to add to them or you would like to contribute to them, please bring them and, you know, we'll get those made up. And if you haven't read the brochure, please pick one up and read about it. It's a very, very good program. And there's it gives you a list of things for each of the boxes and how the boxes are arranged according to age and that. And the launch boxes are for those that are aging out of the foster care program. And you know, they're an age or a group I didn't really think about, but they're, you know, being moved out, you know, into independent living. So if you have not looked at this or read it, please pick it up and look. And we'd like, you know, everything here by 2 weeks from today, March 11th. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask Ellen or myself, and we'd be glad to help.
Great. Sharon, we got a great start to Every Child. Go ahead and look out in the narthex as you leave. There are some boxes that have already, or bins that have already been prepared, the launch boxes. You can see what are in those. We do one thing to follow up with Callie's announcement about the Seder meal. We need your RSVP by March 11th. We're going to try and keep the numbers around 70 people. We're expecting that number to reach close to 70.